Good game Monday night football, and it was Jason Myers who kicked a 42-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. The Seattle Seahawks handing San Francisco their first loss of the season, 27-24. Myers gave Seattle their second straight overtime victory. They are now 8-2. San Francisco is now 8-1, leading the NFC West. Former Michigan State star and Detroit Lions wide receiver Charles Rogers died, it was Monday, of liver failure, and he had cancer. At Michigan State, he had 135 receptions, over 2,800 yards, 21 touchdowns in two seasons. He was college football's top receiver in 2002. Minnesota beat Detroit 120-114 NBA basketball Monday night. Boston makes it eight straight wins with a 116-106 win over Dallas. The Los Angeles Clippers 98, Toronto 88. James Harden had 39 in Houston's 122-116 win over New Orleans. Memphis downs San Antonio 113-109, and it was Utah. They rolled to a 122-108 win over Golden State. Postseason baseball awards, and Pete Alonso, who slugged a rookie record of 53 home runs from the New York Mets. He's been named the National League Rookie of the Year, and Houston Astros slugger Yordan Alvarez, the franchise's third Rookie of the Year winner, a unanimous pick in the American League, receiving all 30 first-place votes. So Monday, it was Rookie of the Year. Tuesday, the announcement for Manager of the Year. DePaul jumps to a 13-0 lead and never looked back, beating Iowa last night in Iowa City. Men's college basketball 93-78. The Blue Demons shot 62%, and they led by as many as 25. Now, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey felt the Hawkeyes panicked after that rough start.
You know, when you get behind, you can't quick shoot the ball. You got to keep them on defense. You got to get the ball moving side to side. You got to drive the ball and jump stop when they help up. And we were kind of one pass shot, put our heads down and go, and it just kept making it worse. You know, and that's what, you know, inexperienced teams do. That's what teams sometimes do on the road. That shouldn't happen at home, and it shouldn't happen with experienced guys.
The Hawkeyes trailed at 53-30 at halftime. C.J. Frederick had 16. He led four players in double figures. Iowa 1-1 on the season, entertained Oral Roberts on Friday. Meanwhile, it was Cincinnati defeating Drake in men's basketball Monday night, 81-59. Anthony Murphy had 13 points for Drake. Garrett Stearns, the former Newton Cardinal, 2 of 6 from the field. He finished with 4 points. Drake is 1-1. They're back home on Wednesday night hosting Kansas City. Men's basketball set for Tuesday night. Northern Illinois is at Iowa State. Game time is set for 7 o'clock, but Iowa State Monday gets a win. Xavier Foster, a top 100 prospect from Oskaloosa, commits to the Cyclones. The 7-footer had interest from 20 different schools, including Kansas and UCLA, and trimmed it either to Iowa or Iowa State.
It was really just a gut feeling, you know, watching the games, and then especially the Iowa State background. The playing, like, the atmosphere is crazy there. That's just something I wanted to be a part of.
As a junior, he averaged almost 14.5 points and 12 rebounds per game, and also blocking 6 shots. Tyrese Halliburton of Iowa State has been named the Big 12 Conference Player of the Week. Iowa State winning over Mississippi Valley State, but losing at Oregon State. For the week, he averaged 13.5 points, 13 assists in those two games. Kentucky, number one. Duke is second, followed by Michigan State, the AP Men's College Basketball poll. Louisville and Kansas, fourth and fifth. You round out the top 10 with North Carolina, Maryland, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Villanova. Iowa State's looking for a better start Saturday when they entertain Texas college football. In Big 12 losses so far to Baylor, Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma, the Cyclones were forced to bounce back after a slow start.
I think every game you want to get off to a great start, but what if you don't, you know? And so I think from our end of it, it's just continuing to clean up the little things that that we continue to work really hard to correct. And you know, I think that's got to be our greatest emphasis this week.
Matt Campbell and the Cyclones will take on Tom Herman and Texas. Now, Herman was a one-time assistant in Ames with Iowa State, so he knows living there for about 3 years, the weather could be a factor Saturday.
The only challenge is, you know, is when the wind starts blowing, and that's regardless of temperature. The wind certainly affects, you know, your kicking game and passing game. But the temperature is as long as you don't let it be a distraction, I don't think it affects anything that you do from a game plan standpoint.
2:30 is game time on Fox Sports. Iowa State officials also announced the November 23rd, the home finale against Kansas. That'll kick off at 11 o'clock that morning, also on Fox Sports. State volleyball, it's 5A that takes center stage on Tuesday in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Falls against Waukee. Iowa City, Liberty, and Pleasant Valley. Those games start at 12 noon. And then at 2 o'clock, Ankeny against Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, West Des Moines Valley, and Dowling. Then it's 4A at 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. Sergeant Bluff Luton is the number one seed. They take on Glenwood, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Western Dubuque. And then at 6 o'clock Tuesday night in Cedar Rapids, Waverly Shell Rock against West Delaware, North Scott, and Marion, with more volleyball set for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.